2 Samuel chapter 23. Now these are the last words of David, the utterance of David the son of Jesse, and the utterance of the man raised up high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, which are the pleasantness of the songs of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord spoke through me, and its word was on my tongue. The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me, a ruler over men shall be just, a ruler shall have fear of God, and he will shine like morning light when the sun rises, on a morning without clouds, at the brilliance after rain, on the grass shooting up out of the ground. For is not my house like that with God? For he has appointed an age-abiding covenant for me, ordered in all matters and secure. For it is all my salvation and all my desire. For shall he not make it spring up? But the good-for-nothing is like a thorn bush. All of them are cast out, for they are not taken up in a hand. But if a man touches them, let him be furnished with iron and the shaft of a spear. And they will be utterly burned up by the fire on the spot. These are the names of David's warriors: Josheb-Bathshebeth, the Tachkemonite, ahead of the third rank. He is Adino the Esnite, famed for the 800 who were struck down by him at one time. And after him came Eleazar the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, among the three warriors with David when they defied the Philistines who had assembled there for war, when the men of Israel had gone up to battle. He arose and struck the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand stuck to the sword. And the Lord effected a great salvation on that day, and the people came back after him only to collect spoil. And after him came Shammah, the son of Agee the Hararite. And the Philistines assembled into a battalion, and there was a parcel of land there in a field full of lentils, and the people fled from the presence of the Philistines. But he took his stand in the middle of the parcel of land, and he saved it, and he struck the Philistines, and the Lord brought about a great salvation. And 30 heads went down and came at harvest time to David, at the cave of Adullam, while the battalion of the Philistines encamped in the valley of the Rephaim. And David was then in the stronghold, whereas the garrison of the Philistines was at that time in Bethlehem. And David had a longing, and he said, who will give me a drink of water from the cistern in Bethlehem, which is at the gate? And the three warriors broke through into the Philistines' camp, and drew water from the cistern in Bethlehem, which is at the gate, and they carried it and brought it to David. But he was not willing to drink it, and he poured it out to the Lord. And he said, far be it from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is this not the blood of the men who went at the risk of their lives? So he was not willing to drink it. The three warriors did these things. And Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was the head of the three. And he raised his spear against 300 who were struck down by him. And he had fame among the three. Was he more honored than the three? Now he became their commander, but he did not equal the three. And there was Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man, of many exploits, from Kabzeel. He struck down 2 of Ariel of Moab. And he went down and struck a lion inside a pit on a snowy day. And he struck down an Egyptian man, who was of fine appearance, and in the Egyptian's hand was a spear, and he went down against him with a staff, and he wrenched the spear from the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his spear. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, did these things, and he had fame among the three warriors. He was more honored than the 30, but he was not equal to the three, and David appointed him to his council. Asahel, the brother of Joab, was among the 30, as were Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shammah the Haradite, Elikah the Haradite, Helez the Paltite, Ira the son of Ikesh the Tekoite, Abiezer, the Anathothite, Mebunai, the Hushathite, Zalmon, the Ahohite, Mahrai, the Netophathite, Heleb, the son of Baana, the Netophathite, Ittai, the son of Ribai from Gibeah of the sons of Benjamin, Benaiah the Perathonite, Hidai of the brooks of Gaash, Abi Albon the Arbathite, Asmaveth the Barhumite, Eliathba the Shaalbonite, the sons of Jashane, Jonathan, Shama the Hararite, Ahiam the son of Sharar the Ararite, Eliphelet the son of Ahasbai, the son of the Maakathite, Eliam the son of Ahithophel the Gilonite, Hezro the Carmelite, Paarai the Arbite, Igal the son of Nathan of Zobah, Bani the Gadite, Zelek the Ammonite, Nahrai the Be'erothite, arms bearers of Joab the son of Zeruiah, Ira the Ithrite, Gareb the Ithrite, Uriah the Hittite, all 37 of them.